The mayor is asking for an apology, and I'd like to play this cut for you right now.
Okay. I'm very deeply disappointed with the false allegations of the comptroller, and I look forward to receiving an apology. The city solicitor has already determined that the allegations are without legal or factual merit, and I welcome this or any review of the inspector general because I know that they're untrue.
All right, the mayor is asking you for an apology. Is that going to be forthcoming?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have evidence, and I have more evidence than what was given to the public yesterday. The administration has violated the procurement process of Baltimore City, and it speaks to the integrity. The mayor prides herself on accountability and integrity in an open and transparent government. This is not what has happened. The mayor has, her mayor's Office of Information Technology has piecemeal the implementation of a voice over IP. Her spokesman said that the comptroller's office did not have the capacity or did not have the confidence to install it. Well, I would just like the public to know, and I can share this with the public, that most of the staff of the Mayor's Office of Information Technology are consultants. And year-to-date, as of July of last year, they spent over $9 million, and they're spending about $200,000 a month. On the agenda for tomorrow, there is a contract for expenditures of another $2 million, and this doesn't include equipment. So for the mayor's spokesperson to say that the comptroller's office does not have the capacity to do this or the competency to do this is absolutely false. We've been...
Well, I also want to say that they're also saying that the way they're going is going to save taxpayers money.
It's absolutely not going to save taxpayers money because, number one, they have not done an assessment. They have not done the needs assessment of every agency as the comptroller's office has. And what we've been doing this for a long time, and MOIT was involved in the process. Then for some reason, they decided that they wanted to do it in-house. They do not have the capability to do it in-house because they are hiring contractual people. And as I said, they spent over $10 million thus far. And on tomorrow's agenda, there is an item for them to spend another $2 million. So MOIT doesn't have the competency or the capacity to do it either. That's why they're hiring outside consultants. They've even had to hire their chief of staff on contract.
So when we're taking a look at it for us folks down here outside of City Hall.
Say that again?
As we take a look at this issue for us folks outside City Hall that don't know all of the guts of what's been going on.
Okay.
On once we see, we want to get a new phone system in here. We need a new telecommunication system here. Your office has been looking for years. You chose IBM.
No, I didn't chose IBM. The mayor's office of Bureau of Purchasing chose IBM. There was a bid, an RFP let in March of 2011. The bids were due back on May 25th. 2 days on May 23rd, before the bids were due in, MOIT made a purchase of telephones. Why would you, 2 days before the bids were due, would you go out and spend $218,000 on a phone system when you knew that there was a competitive bid?
So what's next?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to show the public that the mayor and the administration has violated the procurement process. It's illegal. You can't do that. Whenever the city spends more than $50,000, the item has to be put out for competitive bid.